Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce, and today is Friday, baby. You know what? It is Flash Friday. Yes, it is. It is Flash Friday because why is it Flash Friday? You need to really pay attention. You really need to listen because everything is going to go by in a flash. And if you didn't get it the first time, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast, to this network, so that you can go back on demand and listen to this programming at any time. Listen, so it is Flash Friday. And sometimes things happen that way. It goes by in a flash. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. So it is Friday, my darlings. It is Flash Friday, just like Flash Gordon. I love watching Flash Gordon. Oh my God, he could run like nothing, run like lightning. He was just fast. And I am telling you, pay attention. We are living in a day and time where everything is going to happen really fast. If you're not paying attention, you are going to miss it. So listen, it's Friday, November the 22nd, 2024. It is 8 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock my spot off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the whole. This word is on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary for in India, Karan Batani. Yes. Listen, it is going down on tonight. It is Friday, baby. It is Flash Friday. Did you get your French fries? Did you get you some catfish? Did you fry you some shrimp? Did you fry up anything? Well, I hope you did, horny, because it's Friday. Listen, I hope you didn't fry it really fast, like Flash Friday. Whatever you're cooking, whatever you're frying on tonight, don't do that fast. Take your time, honey. Make sure it's well done. So listen, before I get into everything, I want you guys, while you're on Facebook and your mobile devices, go to Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, please give it a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, this show and every show is always dedicated to Lazario Messi. It's looking down on us from the great beyond. So listen. Got some hot stuff for you. Yes, this show is being heard all over the world. So thank you for that. Thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Jim Mahoney. Jim Mahoney listens in to every show. I really do appreciate him. You know what? Jim Mahoney is the Fierce Female Network number one fan. He is all over everything, all over the business. He's all over. I don't care where I am. Jim Mahoney is there. If it's Facebook, he's there. If it's Instagram, on the feed, what they call that thing, the little feed they got going now, he's there reading all the little inspirational posts. He's not on, I have not seen him on TikTok. I haven't seen him there on TikTok, but he's in the group. Yes, he is. He's doing his business. Listen, y'all need to keep up with Jim Mahoney. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Jim Mahoney, for listening. I really do appreciate all you guys that listen in from New Zealand. There's about 15% listeners that listen in from New Zealand. I do appreciate it. These guys that's listening from Germany and the UK and Europe, thank you so much. And all of the listeners that's coming in from the United States, I really do appreciate it. Engineer, do your thing up in here. We'll be right back. Got to get it. All right, it is time to get down. I got some hot music for you on tonight. Got some great music, but more than that, I have some interesting things I want to talk about. Y'all know how it is. I'm very transparent. I just lay it down on the line and say it just like it. T-I-T-F. I'm not going to say that man's name. I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to talk about some of his ideas. You know, he has some really interesting ideas. I like to call them ideologies, right? He has some really different, I don't even like to say it's philosophical, because it's the way that his brain thinks nobody can understand. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the man that's going to be in the White House next year. Oh, Jesus Christ. T-R-U-M-P. I'll just spell it T-R-U-M-P. So listen, guys. You know, you really got to pay attention to what's going on and what's going to be happening, because we got somebody that's coming in office that doesn't have a head on his body. He doesn't even know how to run his own life. I can't even understand how is he going to lead the country. How is he going to do that? I'm not understanding that. So listen, let me get down to this. Project 2025. Listen, you guys, everyone knows and heard about Project 2025. I wish I could really read the whole thing from beginning to end. And it's very massive. It's a massive piece of reading, right? So listen, if you're really, every woman that's on the planet, of course, have strong beliefs when it comes to women's rights, when it comes to health care, whether you're going on the left side of it or whether you're going on the right side of it. So listen, when it comes to women's health care, every woman should have the power to choose what they want to do with their health care. It just is what it is. So listen, we got this man that's this man, and he's going to be this man for the next 4 years, his full term that he's in there. He's just going to be this man. So when I want you to know, whenever you hear me say this man, that's what I'm referring to. He's not a I don't know what to call him. He's not a president. I know that that's his title, but his as far as knowledge and understanding, that is not what he is. So listen. It's just like that. Let me slow down. Let me just slow it down a little bit, because I get really excited. So listen, I have to tell you. So, you know, these things about Project 2025, women's rights and healthcare, he has a lot that he talks about in Project 2025, and pretty much throwing women's healthcare and women's right back. He's taking us back in time. You know, it's just really unbelievable that somebody would want to do that. He makes a lot of idiotic statements. Listen, some of the things that I'm going to go to a website and talk about some of the points they have listed when it comes to Project 2025. It promotes a presidential agenda that rolls back civil and human rights and implements extreme conservative policies across every federal department and agency. Not only that, it threatens to medication abortion. It threatens medication abortion. Let me tell you something. Listen very closely. Listen very carefully. Project 2025 proposes several strategies for restricting and ultimately eliminating access to melflufen. This is a medication, an extremely safe and effective medication used in the most common regimen for medication abortion in the United States. Now listen, that is not the only thing why I'm not excited at all about that person being in the White House. That's just one of the points when it comes to women. Women have the right to choose what they want to do with their bodies. The reason I'm saying that because a voice. Listen, so this show has nothing to do with religious backgrounds. It is my opinion. It's my opinion, right? That a person should have the right to do what they want to do. And of course, you have those that have political reasons, those that have religious reasons. Yes, 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 yes. Of course, no one wants to see a life being destroyed, right? But I am speaking journalist, right? So listen, and that's what I've been trained to do, and that is what I do. So listen, and there are some other points that that person is going to be in office in 2025. Of course, you know, he's already met with leaders in other countries. Now, it's interesting. So really, we have to pay attention because it is going to be like Flash Gordon. It is going to be like Flash Gordon. If you're not paying attention, you are going to miss out on a lot. You're going to miss out on a lot. I want you guys to pay attention. Oh, and while I'm saying this, let me just put a pin right here. I was thinking the other day, of course, always how to make things better. And I'm thinking about bringing back consumer protection. Why? Because I think that all consumers, all of us need something that is going to help us to be on the lookout for what is going on, what is going crazy or what is going well. I don't like that word, C-R-A-Z-Y. I don't like that word. So I'm trying to eliminate that from my vocabulary. So when things are going really wild and untethered. So listen, so I'm thinking about bringing that show, Consumer Protection. A lot of people loved when I did Consumer Protection. The numbers are really great for Consumer Protection. I did it at WVON when I was on air at WVON for a short stint. I did Consumer Protection. And Consumer Protection, of course, what I do is just give ratings. Different websites that's doing great, different website that's not doing great, and really giving you an idea to let you know what is a good company and when a company is going really bad wrong. So listen, it's a rating system, A, B, C, D, right, and an F. So individuals that have flunked when it comes to customer service, when it comes to even medicine, when it comes to healthcare. And let me say this really quick, especially when it comes to medicine and healthcare. Listen, do you guys agree with this? I'm going to make a suggestion, and I want to know if you guys agree with this. Of course, you're not raising your hand because I can't see you. I'm going to play some music. Have you guys noticed or do you agree with this, that individuals are not really paying attention? And I've noticed it because I have been to the clinic a couple of times, and I've noticed that, you know, sometimes the doctor is not paying attention. Sometimes the nurse is not paying attention. Things slip through the crack. Things do slip through the crack. It's not intentional. I am not saying that is intentional, but sometimes individuals make a mistake. Let me give you this. Y'all know I'm very transparent, and I tell it like it is. I don't care who it is. I'm going to tell it just like it is and the way it goes down. So listen, I went to the clinic. I'm going to make this real quick, and then I got some music to play. I went to the clinic, and I'm having some kind of health issue that arise. It didn't arise because it's been going on for a couple of years. So listen, the doctor tells me I want to do some blood work. Real easy, real simple. That is nothing to fall through the crack. Just getting your blood drawn. How can that fall through the crack? So listen, they said, well, go across the hall. You're going to get your blood drawn. I says, okay. And so I go across the hall, and the phlebotomist, she's very, very professional, very kind. Matter of fact, it was Kevin that drew my blood. And they sit down. Well, let me take that back. It was supposed to be a lady. The first time I went across, they couldn't find me. There was no order in the system to draw my blood. So the nurse, well, I think she was a nurse practitioner. I'm really not sure if she was she was assisting the doctor. Right. And so she says, I did put in your slip. And so I went and they had no order to draw my blood. And I'm sitting there and I'm wasting about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes because it was already supposed to be in there. And the walk across the hall was just two seconds. So I'm like wondering, well, what is going on? She says, you're not in here. Go back and go back across the hall and tell them there is no order for you. Now, this is really simple. It's just making a little tick to put in an order for blood work to draw my blood. And I'm sitting in the office with the doctor. She's at the computer. I'm sitting in the chair. I'm watching her. Now, just because sometimes I may say something, sometimes I may not say anything. I'm sitting at the computer when I was first there. And she said, oh, I'm going to put in your order. She's at the computer. Putting in order. I don't know what she did on the computer, but she did not put in the order to draw my blood. So listen, I go back across the hall, right? The second, I says, listen, you guys, there is no order for me that's showing up to draw my blood. And they're like, oh, really? It's not. I said, no, there's no order. So she goes back in the office a second time, and she says, well, go back. It should be in there now. And so when I went back, it was in there, got my blood draw, yada, yada, yada. That was one day. Now, listen, this is a whole different situation. I suffer with migraines more than I would like to. Now, this is really simple. Same doctor. I says, I don't have my refill for my migraine medication. She goes in the computer. She sends the medicine to the pharmacist, CVS Pharmacy. I said, okay, it's in. No problem. Yada, yada, yada. Now, this went on for 2 weeks. I'm doing a lot better. So now listen, pharmacy, we don't have your prescription. There isn't a prescription here. It's not here. We don't see anything. If it was here, we would have filled it. Long story short, stay with the story. I want you guys to really pay attention. So I called them back, the pharmacy, second time. Still isn't here. I says, okay, well, I'm going to call my regular doctor because she always gets it right every single time. So I call her. I didn't call her. I sent her an email. I said, listen, I was supposed to get my migraine medicine. For some reason, CVS is not getting it. So she sends it in by fax. She says, I sent it twice, Adrienne. I sent it twice. So you know what happened, guys? I call CVS. You know what they tell me? We don't have a prescription for you. It's not here. And you know what they had the audacity to say? Maybe your doctor does not have the right credentials to send in a prescription. I'm like, and I said, wow, that's really a really interesting excuse that you're making. So listen, the point of me telling you that story is the reason why I want to bring back consumer protection. And consumer protection is all about you, the consumer, when it comes to your medicine, when it comes to health care, when it comes to doctors, when it comes to nurses, when it comes to physicians, when it comes to those that have training, and when it comes to whatever their field is or their specialty, right? When it comes to surgeons, you will be put on notice of what is going on. So listen, let me get to the music. I got some music I want you guys to hear. I got some great music. And also, not only healthcare, I'm going to be talking about rating the consumer protection like I did before when it comes to different companies that's getting it right and those that's getting it wrong, those that's making mistakes, things to be on the lookout for, and stuff with the banking industry. I'm just saying what to look out for. So listen, this song has come to you guys to take a listen. This is a great one. This is going to be Glass Ceiling. This is Glass Ceilings. Take a listen. This is by Judah Line, Glass Ceilings.
Glass Ceiling. King's Legacy. Judah in this. Zone to zero.
Unyielding, but surely when you're getting in this feeling, revenge is brewing. What we feeling is dealing, opposing the forces, revealing champagne feeling. Yeah, the air we celebrate, glass ceiling. What the Lord revealing, no limits to our dreams. We breaking through, regardless of what they do. The Lord's word standing tall, standing strong. When we gone, moving along. Yeah, it does it all the fall. Never break before long. Of the four essence, fluorescence, while the man learn his lessons, the Lord's testing, yeah, watching the blessings, glass ceilings, we revealing, breaking through, barriers and sessions, moving through the world, courageous and bold, watching and behold, the souls alone, the soul to break the glass ceilings,
feeling the feeling, revenge against darkness, and the time to ignite. Glass ceiling, in the feeling with position and power, ever shine so bright in our
glass ceiling, never losing sight, giving up the mic, yeah, glass ceiling tonight, we roll, the firmament seem unbreakable, determination unshakable, we rising up, breaking through the mold, with every step we take, we behold, truth to plain in sight, we behold the gold, even so you know, have some hope, late sayers, taxpayers and mind flayers against the truth and all they do. What the future for you? Glass ceilings. Yeah. glass ceiling. In the face of adversity, we standing tall, united we rise. Breaking down every wall, no longer silent. Our voices are clear, revenge against the evildoers we hold dear. Glass ceilings, we're out, the warriors, we're ready to fight. Breaking chains, shedding the night. This is a battle, believers and non-believers, science and religion. Glass ceilings, as we taking flight. Truth in the anthem, gotten us right. Glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, yeah. So the world know we coming strong. With resilience, courage, we proving them wrong. Sealing, containing, limitless might. The creators has the key to open the gates tonight. Coming in the dark, shining our light amongst the states. Glass ceiling, it's what we feeling, yeah.
All right, that is Glass Ceiling by Judah Lyon, Judah Lyon 777. Listen, you can check out Judah Lyon online, Spotify. You can go to Spotify and look for his profile. He has a huge catalog of music on Spotify. In the upper right-hand corner, look for the search tool, that little magnifying glass, and just type in Judah, J-U-D-A, Judah Lyon, L-I-O-N, and you will find a lot of his music. Listen, also, I wanted to say, I'm under the understanding that Blog Talk Radio is not going to be around in 2025. So the Fierce Network will be on a different platform. So I'm making my choice. I'm looking at Spotify, of course, sending everything, which is already distributed through Spotify. So if not Spotify, you will know. It may be Speaker. So I will let you know what program. Of course, you're still going to get it all across the net and all across the web. Be able to pick up all the shows that's being broadcast. So listen, I got some more music for you. And so once again, if you guys are just tuning in, I want to let you know about consumer protection that is coming back to the airwaves, letting individuals know, doing the rating card, the scorecard, the A, B, C, D, and the F on businesses, healthcare, financial, when it comes to different banks, what some of the better banks where you get great customer service and different places where you may not get great customer service. So listen, people, pay attention. Just pay attention. Different things are happening for different reasons, which I don't know. So pay attention when you visit your physician. Pay attention when you go to the grocery store, wherever you're going for customer service. Pay attention. Sometimes individuals don't give you the correct change, and it's not that they're making a mistake intentionally. Sometimes they're being distracted by speaking with their coworker. Sometimes they may turn their head, talk to their coworker, and they're not paying attention to the change that they're giving you. So I'm just letting you know to pay attention to your surroundings. And you guys know that, of course, crime is at an all-time high. I keep saying I'm going to stop looking at, I'm going to play another song as well. So listen, I keep saying I'm going to stop paying attention because it will kind of make you paranoid and freak you out. It kind of freaks me out a little bit to see how many people are stealing from their neighbors. It's just ridiculous. And so I do look at the community postings on, you know, the little Ring. Everybody has cameras in their home. Everyone maybe cameras on the outside, and so people have cameras in the front of their house, they have them in the back, and so it's really interesting. I sit there and I just watch the people are bold. Criminals are bold, and this is another reason for consumer protection to let you know what areas in the city of Chicago are really being hit the most. Of course, on the south side, y'all know I'm gonna say that. On the south side, that's really being targeted. Downtown Chicago, places that are being targeted and smash and grab, of course, and you see it on the news all the time. But I am telling you, people are really getting bold. I'm just outraged at people that pick up. I am telling you, I saw a video, and I could not make this up. I saw a video where the UPS man, no, it wasn't UPS, it was FedEx. The FedEx guy had the package in his hand. The lady was opening the door. This guy was so bold, he ran up to snatch the package out of the FedEx guy's hand. I'm like, are you serious up in here? Listen, it is really going on. People are really snatching the package out of the FedEx driver's hand before he can put it down at the customer's door. And so I've seen somebody run inside of somebody's house to get a package, and the UPS guy was fighting with the guy. So listen, I'm telling you, if you're expecting a package, you better be watching like nobody's business. Listen, even before people were stealing packages really rapidly, now I've always watched my packages like a hawk. That's just who I am. I would sit on my computer, sit on my cell phone. If something is coming for me, I'm going to be tracking that baby down. You hear me? So listen, and it's not a joke. It is really serious business. One time somebody stole my mother's shoes. Of course, she had some shoes. She ordered them. I'm going to play the next song, and then I'm pretty much out of time. Someone stole my mother's shoes. I was, like, outraged. Why would you steal somebody's shoes? So, listen, she had ordered a pair of shoes. They delivered the shoes. Now, listen, this building was not drop off the package on the outside. This was on the inside. Sometimes the thieves are on the inside of where you live. The package was dropped off on the inside of her building. It was a shoebox. They put the shoebox down. My mother didn't get her shoes. Somebody stole the shoebox, stole her shoes. So I'm like, listen, you got to be aware. You have to pay attention to your packages and everything is going and that's going on in your surroundings. Pay attention. I can't say that enough. Pay attention. People are walking the street, your cars. If you have a vehicle and you're driving, people are out in the morning time just walking the street and pulling doors to see if someone's door is not locked so they can get inside and steal what they're going to steal. I'm telling you, they're just out at like 5, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., walking the blocks, stealing things from people's cars. Now, I'm telling you what I saw on the video. So listen, and I'm going to say this, then I'm going to play the last song, which is KJ. KJ dropped a new song, which is really awesome. It's very nice. It's called Purple Galaxy. Purple Galaxy. That's coming up in a minute. At my mother's place where she lives, this one lady, the poor darling, the people got her twice. They got into her car. They pulled her handle. They got into the car, stole things in her car. That wasn't enough. I think a month later, they came back. They smashed her window, got into the car again, stole her belongings from out of car. I'm so, listen, you got to be paying attention. People, you know, it is just serious out here. They may steal the pants off your body. Listen, they might pull your pants out. You better be paying attention. If they like your corduroys, they might take the corduroys off you. They might take your coat off your back. So listen, be paying attention. This is KJ, and this is Purple Galaxy. This is hot. This is really hot. It is Purple Galaxy.
Thank you.
Some KJ Focus. You can follow him on Instagram. Please, you know what? I invite you, I give you an invitation to follow KJ Focus. He is amazing. He's amazing. He needs to be known all over the world. That boy, let me tell you, he can play that horn, baby. There was a lady that was crying. He was out playing on a train or outside somewhere, and she was crying. She was so moved. I mean, he can play that horn. He's been on the news, you know. I think he's on the East Coast, if I'm mistaken. So listen, KJ has been on this show, and I continue. Y'all know once you're on the show and the music is banging, it's bad. It's forever the family, forever with the family. Fist Female Network family, always play your music. And listen, guys, I take this stuff seriously. It's not no joke. It's not a game to me. So some of the music that's been on the show has been played on mainstream. Has been played on different. I've heard songs, people that lived in Miami, wherever, because, you know, I deal with people all over the world. Their music has been played on the radio. I've walked in the store and heard somebody's music. I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome. And it was a couple of months ago, this one song, I Don't Mean to Laugh. I know this show was going a little bit longer than normal. Someone's music that I critiqued and gave feedback to a couple of times. He came to me a couple of times, and I critiqued his music. And so he finally got it out, produced it, and got it out there. Well, you guys know what? My Lyft rider, because I use Lyft a lot. And so I was in the Lyft, and I really wasn't paying attention. I was just trying to get to one home where I was going. And next thing you know, the music was going. I said, wait a minute. I said, I know this crazy song. I mean, this wow song. He was singing, ooh, ooh. I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, I know that song. I critiqued that song. So listen, it is not strange or unusual for the music to reach mainstream. So and that's the point and the purpose of getting your music exposure and to get to mainstream. So listen, KJ Focus, he's going to be all over the world. You know, his talent is going to get him where he needs to, because he's got talent that is just running out of his ears, running out of his finger. And I try to help and push him as much as possible. He deserves to be on top. He deserves to have his own empire, because, listen, he has been through much. He has been through much in this lifetime. He's a very young man. He does not have a mother or a father. Listen, so he has been through something, and he knows this like to have a tough time. Understand me? So listen, he deserves every good thing that comes his way. And I'm going to end the show with this. Something came to my attention while I'm bringing back protection. I just noticed, I'm not trying to scare y'all. I'm trying to put you on alert. Do not take for granted that everything you receive, even when it comes to prescriptions, do not take for granted that the prescription is correct. Check your medication. And the reason why this is coming to my attention, I was looking down at an article release, FDA, this is on the independent news site, and it's saying that the FDA is warning adults that's taking a drug, I call it Clonopin. It's not really pronounced Clonopin. Where is it at? I call it Clonopin. Where is it? The point is the dosage was wrong. It was mislabeled. Some things are being mislabeled. And this is not the first time that I'm hearing this. Clonopin. So listen, you guys that take, this is for, I don't know if they use it for depression, but it's for depression, anxiety. And if you take Clonopin, and my doctor says it ain't Clonopin, girl. So listen, it is clozapine. So listen, once again, it has been mislabeled. You want to make sure that what you're getting is labeled correctly, So listen, not only that, my mother ordered a medication, she ordered a supplement from, and I was really shocked. She ordered something from Amazon, and oh Lord, she's calling me right now. She's going to have to wait. She ordered something from Amazon, and I was so shocked. She didn't order it. I placed the order. It was zinc. It was the zinc. It was a zinc supplement. It was supposed to be 25 milligrams, and it said the right dosage on the package, but it wasn't correct. You had to look really close, and I didn't believe her. She sent me a picture. I still didn't believe it, but when I got to her house, I looked at it really close. I said, wait a minute. The label was labeled correctly on the outside, on the box. It was labeled correctly, but when you opened the package and you looked at the box, it looked at the bottle that it was in, it was incorrect. It was labeled incorrectly. And she said, I can't take this. It's double of what I'm wanting to get. So listen, if you are getting your prescription, listen, stuff is falling through the cracks. If you're getting your medication, double check. If you're getting supplements, your vitamins and your supplements, your minerals, and listen, I take my supplements all the time. Pay attention to make sure you're getting the right thing. Are being mislabeled by accident. Of course, it's an accident. It's not intentional, but we've got to pay attention, everybody. Listen, we've got to pay attention. So listen, and another just really scared me, and then I've got to go. I went to log into one of my accounts, and you know what happened? It told me too many attempts were made to get into this account. You're locked out. Well, guess what? I never tried to get in. So listen, I am telling you, that's why consumer protection is coming back. It is coming back for medical reasons, doctors, nurses, those that are just practicing in specialties. If, for instance, you're a surgeon, if your field is neurology, if your field is podiatry, if your field is ophthalmology, whatever your field is, we're going to be scoring on it, A, B, C, D and F, and I'm going to bring back some of the workers that used to help me from out of Columbia College. They're going to be helping because a lot of stuff, you know, you can't do it by yourself. I'm going to bring them back and to help me out to grade a lot of these places. So listen. You got to pay attention to your medication. You got to pay attention to your supplements. If you're one that's taking supplements, make sure it is labeled correctly. Double check before you swallow, baby. Listen, double check before you swallow. So listen, just make sure that you're getting the right thing. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I know the show has been long, but it has been very informative. But guess what? I'll be back on tomorrow. And you know what? It's going to be superlicious good. It's going to be stone good, my friend. So listen, take it easy and have a great weekend.
In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and